Blog Talk Radio.
Live from St. Mary's, Ohio, on Blog Talk Radio, it's the Sports Sanitarium, your late night sports authority, with your hosts, Potter and Dan the Man.
What's going on, Sanitarium Nation? This is Potter.
I'm Dan the Man. Welcome to another episode of the Sanitarium. You have to forgive me if I'm a little hoarse, Potter, of the nail biter of a Saturday night for Buckeye fans. They pulled it out, and you're probably about feeling the same way. Your squad pulled one out as well. We'd be remiss without mentioning them big wins in college for our squad last night before we get rolling here.
Oh, yeah. I'm really happy to – I was very nervous about playing – Stanford, and I wasn't real sure about Ian Brook, and you know, with him coming in, you know, we struggled. I think we were the ugliest 3-0 that you could possibly be. And then, you know, you have the game against Wake Forest to go to 4-0, and we looked pretty good in that, but I didn't really, you know, Wake Forest really is not a, you know, a quality opponent, I would say. And then last night felt good because that was a quality opponent, quality win. And, yeah, good job to the Irish and good job for that game-winning drive by the Buckeyes.
Definitely a nail-biter. I was standing and yelling, so that's why I might be a little hoarse today. But on to the NFL today. Football doesn't stop.
Yes.
We just keep rolling. So now we're on to the NFL. We've got two teams on a bye this week, Carolina and Washington. So if you got them on some of your fantasy teams, you better make your adjustments properly. So, with that, so there was a game, was it Rams and the Vikings on Thursday night? That was a shootout. Jared Goff going off. Minnesota's a little struggling here coming out the gate, but Rams 4-0, looking like a Super Bowl contender.
And I really think, you know, they were my preseason pick. At work, I would tell everybody, I think the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl this year. And so far, they're proving me right. And they've been excellent. Jared Goff's been excellent. I mean, they're on another level right now. I mean, I seen the stats about Goff compared to Kurt Warner's numbers the year that they went to the Super Bowl and won with that, you know, greatest – show on turf, and his numbers are exceeding what Warner was doing. So, I mean,
yeah,
that
I
just
took a
gives
stab.
You an idea.
I took a stab on Goff in all my fantasy leagues, and man, is it paying off. I'm glad I took a – I thought it was a risk at the time anyways, but man, that's really paying off for my fantasy teams, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. Also, you know, extra incentive for myself as Minnesota gets beat a team that everybody thought was going to be a Super Bowl contender is off to a lowly start.
So, all right, let's get rolled with some of these picks, shall we?
Yeah, let's jump through these, man. First up on my docket is Cincinnati at Atlanta. That's correct,
and
right?
We got to do better this week, too, because I was getting some ribbon from some listeners, and frankly, they were right. I speak for myself. I don't know. We did have a few different picks, but my picks sucked last week, so I'm really disappointed. I'm trying to do a little better this week.
Yeah, we were off, but you know what? That's the NFL for you. It's so crazy right now. I mean, there's so much parody in this league, it's not even funny. It's hard to pick these games, but we're going to give it our best shot. Cincinnati, Atlanta. Cincinnati, they kind of come down back to earth. I think you picked that game correctly last week. And, you know, Atlanta, you know, I like Atlanta at home in this one, Dan the Man. I just think Cincinnati is not good enough to go in there and beat that team with that, you know, Julio Jones and
I agree.
Ryan. So
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Atlanta off to a slow start, but Cincinnati, I don't believe that's who they are, who they think they are. And Atlanta's just better than what their record shows. I think Atlanta will win this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And moving on to Detroit and Dallas. Got Detroit coming off a surprising victory. And Dallas, despite having one of the top defenses in the league, are off to a bad start. Yeah, they're at home. I think that Detroit's win last week was more about Patricia's familiarity with the New England Patriots as it was Detroit's skill level. So I like Dallas in this game. I think their defense will come through for them, and Ezekiel Elliott will make up for his blunder last week.
That's where my picks are going to get a little crazy. I think Detroit may have turned the corner and got a lot of momentum out of that win against New England. And Dallas, I'm just not sold on them at all, even though, like you said, their defense is good. But I'm going to take the upset. I'm taking Dallas, or Detroit in this game. I'm sorry, Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not high on either one of these teams. So, yeah, I'm just going to stick with the home team on this one. Buffalo at Green Bay. Buffalo. Wow.
Right.
What the heck? But I mean, I really don't understand how or why that happened, but it did, and now they're going into Green Bay, Lambeau Field, probably one of the toughest places on the planet to play. And I'm not really sure about Aaron Rodgers' health and how he's coming along, but I mean, I just don't. I see Buffalo coming back to earth and Green Bay just plowing through them.
Yeah, like you said, the NFL is a weird thing, and some weeks this happens. Buffalo, there's no explanation for what happened last week in Minnesota. But I think Green Bay will win this game at home, and I guess the biggest question is how many phantom roughing the passer calls will Clay Matthews get?
Yep, that will probably be the what the over under on that is probably the best bet you should take in that game at Vegas. Philadelphia at Tennessee. Tennessee coming off a huge win against Jacksonville, and like we said, man, we always say it, man. We'll have to get into it a little bit later, but Blake Bortles' inconsistencies, man. And Tennessee beating a very good Jacksonville team. Philadelphia still trying. I mean, Wentz is still trying to find his feet. It's not like he came out and played like gangbusters last week at Tennessee. I think this would be a very tough game. I see Philadelphia coming out on top in a very close field goal-like game.
Yeah, I think Wentz will just get better each week as he gets more reps, more confidence going. Tennessee played a good game last week. Their defense is better than what I thought it would be, but Philadelphia's got too much talent to not. I think they're going to win this game.
Dan, man, have you heard anything on Alshon Jeffrey? Is he back this week?
I don't think he's back yet. I think he's like a week away or so, I think. I don't think he's back yet.
Okay. All righty. Well, yeah, I got Philly. You got Philly. So Houston at Indy. I really like Andrew Luck, man. I think he's starting to get his, like you said, get his feet wet, get back into the flow of things. They're at home. But, I mean, I don't know in this game. I like Indianapolis, but I also like Houston and their array of weapons. And you got to think that Watson is going to start to play a little better now. I just don't see him. You know, he's got off to kind of a rough start. I know he had a 300-yard game, but I'm gonna take Houston to edge out Indy at home.
Yeah, I was kind of torn to this game too. You mentioned Luck, then I was thinking, well, Deshaun Watson's kind of in the same boat, but then you brought him up as well. You know, they're both coming back after being out last year, and Luck has looked really good here each week gets better and better, I think. And Watson, I think, kind of following the same path. He's just a little farther behind Luck. And but I think Houston's going to get rolling. I'm going to go with that pick as well. I'm going to take Houston in this game as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got J.J. Watt. I mean, he's a difference maker on defense. We got Miami at New England. And Miami's off to a fantastic start. I don't understand. I went and looked up their numbers this week, Dan the Man, and they're in the 20s in total offense, and they're in the 20s in total defense. So I don't really know how they are 3-0, but they are. And they're going into New England, who is greatly struggling right now, only putting up 10 points on the Detroit Lions. And what's going on in New England? But I can't pick against the Patriots in Foxborough against the Dolphins. I just can't do it, Dan the Man. I don't care how it looks right now on paper. I'm going with New England.
Yeah, they do some crazy stat. It's been like 2008, or maybe it was even earlier than that, 2005, something like that, since Miami's won at Foxborough. And I think the Patriots are, as good as the Dolphins' record are, I'm not trusting this. I think the Patriots are just going to curb stomp them today, wake up. I think Gordon could be a factor. Sonny Michel goes dark because Burkhead's out. And I just think New England's going to, after last week, get beat by the lowly Lions and Patricia. I think that was a wake-up call. They're just going to mud stomp these guys big today.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's something wrong with the Pats or if it's just fluke. We're going to find out. If Miami goes in there and beats them and New England gets off to this really, really dismal start, then the questions are going to start to come about Brady's downslide.
That's for sure.
New York at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, a close loss to the Titans last week. Like we said, Blake Bortles, I mean, one week he looks like Peyton Manning, the next week he looks like Rex Grossman. I don't know. New York, I mean, they got the rookie quarterback coming in, and, you know, Darnold, he's not been bad. I wouldn't say he's tearing it up, but he hasn't been bad. So they're coming in. I think it's a humbling experience for a rookie going up against an elite defense, and Jacksonville wins going away in this one.
Yeah, Darnold, like you said, hasn't been that bad, but Jacksonville's defense a whole another animal, and I just don't think he's prepared for that yet. And Jacksonville at home, I think the good Bortles, if not the average Bortles, will show up, and that's going to be enough to overtake the Jets today in Jacksonville. So I got Jacksonville as well.
Moving along to Seattle at Arizona. And we got the Seahawks. You know, they kind of started off slow. You know, the Legion of Boom is pretty much no more. They've had some injuries, but right there at the heart of everything is Russell Wilson. Just he keeps going and going, man. He's like the energizer bunny of the West. I mean, he's good, man. You can't deny it. And he's going into Arizona. Just they cannot buy a break. I mean, they lost a close one to my Bears last week, and I can't see them getting in the win column this week, Dan. Man, I got Seattle winning this one.
Seattle hasn't played better, like you said, but the Rosen show is about to begin in Arizona. And I'm going to take Arizona at home. And even though it's at home, I'm sure it's an upset. I haven't seen the spread, but yeah, here it is. Yeah, there's by three, Seattle is. But I'm going to take Arizona. I like the Rosen factor. Seattle don't have tape on him yet. I think he's going to be prepared. He's going to come out and fling it around, and they're going to luck into a victory somehow.
Did you see him come in the end of that Bears game and Eddie Jackson pick 6'd him? And it didn't count. Yeah, it didn't count because Mac jumped off sides.
Oh.
Khalil Mack. It would have been a pick 6, man. But anyways, next game is New Orleans at New York. And the Giants, I mean, they got talent, but Eli is just, he's not good, Dan the Man. I respect the fact that they're keeping him in there because I think that for everything he's done for that city, he deserves to be in there. But he's definitely the reason why they can't get their feet off the ground, in my opinion. And New Orleans is, they're just stacked. And Drew Brees, you know Drew Brees needs like 400 and I think they said 416 yards, and he'll become the all-time passing leader.
I think I did hear that.
And I don't think he'll get that today, but he will have a 300-yard game, and then next week he'll end up getting that record. But I like New Orleans to go into New York and take this one.
Yeah, New Orleans on the road usually don't play that well, but New York, Eli Manning has definitely showed that he's past his prime now. They're starting to figure out how to use Saquon Barkley a little better.
You can't function with being on your phone.
But I just think New Orleans has too much talent to not pull out a win over lowly New York today. So I got New Orleans as well.
Yeah, I think that they're definitely primed for the victory in this one. We got San Francisco at Los Angeles. Jimmy G out for the season, Dan the Man. He tore his knee up. I don't even know who they're starting at quarterback. I haven't even seen. Did you see that at all?
Yeah, I'll give you a second here. What the hell is his name? Kyle Beathard, is that right? I think that's right.
Okay.
Beathard, I'm pretty sure, is his last name.
Yeah,
I've only heard of the guy like once or twice before. So, yeah, it's going to be at least Bereda almost gave him a scare. He left. Was that last week when it looked like he got hurt and then he came back in? They're running back to
right.
From McKinnon. So, San Francisco
yeah.
had a whale of injuries to their main key guys that, supposed to lead them down
it's
the path. So,
yeah. It's just tough to get over stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, with all the injuries, going into a pretty good Chargers team, Phillip Rivers, I mean, I think this is a no-brainer, to be honest with you. This is probably as close to a lock of the week as you can get, in my opinion.
Yeah, but be careful with that. That's what we thought about Buffalo last week, too.
Yeah. You never know. The kid could come in and be the next Kurt Warner.
Right. But I'm with you on that. I think it is. I'm in a survivor league. This is probably the game I would circle for sure. It's just hard to overcome them kind of injuries to your quarterback and your starting running back. And there are dire straits out there in San Fran now. So I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. Phillip Rivers. At home, should have a pretty big game. Melvin Gordon's been off to a really good start. Mike Williams is coming of age. Chargers roll in this game more than likely.
Yeah, and don't forget you mentioned Gordon, but you said Breida too, and he's one of the leading rushers in the NFL right now. So, I mean, at least that San Francisco can lean on him a little bit. But I think without Jimmy G, I think it'll be tough rolling for him. Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh, I mean, they won a big game, and they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who were absolutely on fire with Fitzmagic, and they righted the ship kind of a little bit, I think. Baltimore's coming in. I think it'll be a close game, but I'm going to take Pittsburgh in a very close game, yes.
Yeah, this game should be pretty interesting. It's at home, the division rivals. I don't know what I think about Pittsburgh yet right now. There's a lot of internal stuff going on still. And Baltimore, I don't know if they're the as good as what they are either. This game, to me, is going to say something for both teams. You know, who's who in the division, whether Pittsburgh's going to sort that stuff out and get rolling, or they're just going to fall apart, and the Ravens are who they think they are. It'll be a good game to watch, even though I don't like either one of these teams. I'm interested to see how this plays out tonight. But I think Pittsburgh, and I don't know if I want to pick them or not. I don't even know who I want to pick, Potter, to be honest with you.
Keep going back and forth, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I can see. I'm going to call the upset, and I'm taking Baltimore. I think Baltimore is going to surprise them.
You just went opposite of me. Yeah, I mean, I just think that Pittsburgh's too good of an organization to stay down. You know, they're a very consistent organization from year to year. I think, you know, Roethlisberger, you know, as long as it ain't raining, he's good to go. He had a big game last week, getting on track. I like that rookie running back of theirs. I see him edging out Baltimore. And, you know, just to add real quick to it, they're moving on from the whole Le'Veon Bell thing. They got him on the trade market. They're going to get rid of him. They're done with him. Antonio Brown seems to be behaving himself since his little outburst, so we'll see if he can continue to do that. If he does, I think they'll be all right. Kansas City at Denver on the Monday night game. And, yeah, the Chiefs are they're the funnest team in the NFL right now. Patrick Mahomes is just week in and week out, he's doing it. I mean, you know, we keep saying, well, we'll wait till people get film on him and you know, where people can game plan against him and blah, blah, blah. But, I mean, there's just so many weapons in that offense, and he's just looked so good operating that offense under his leadership. I mean, I think Denver still has a good defense, and I don't think Mahomes is going to be doing what he's done in the first three games. But I think here in week four, he still plays well enough for Kansas City to go in Denver and win.
Yeah, it's a good Monday night game, actually. Kansas City 3-0, Denver 2-1, going into Mile High. He said Mahomes is tearing it up, as well as the entire Chiefs offense, for that matter. Denver's not a slouch, though. They're sitting at 2-1, like I said, and Case Keenum's kind of brought new life into this offense a little bit with Emmanuel Sanders. Denver's defense is good. I'm going to take Denver in this to upset Kansas City and pull out the win on Monday night in Mile High. I'm going to take Denver
with
that.
Yeah, I mean, what I could see it happening. I just like Kansas City in this game. But did you see the they're on ESPN, they were showing highlights of Fran Tarkenton and putting them side-by-side, the highlights of Patrick Mahomes this year. And, like, it's identical, like, some of the stuff that they do and get out of and on their touchdown throws. And it was like, wow, it was like mirror images, plays of each other from Tarkenton to Mahomes. And, I mean, that's a great comparison. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. That was an awesome thing to see, those mirror images of each other.
Yeah, I wish I would have seen that. No, I didn't. I wish I would have seen that. That would have been pretty cool to see.
Right.
Yeah, I can see where the comparisons are definitely there.
So that's the regular schedule, and we got the two headline games. We'll go ahead and hit yours first, Dan the Man. Cleveland at Oakland. I'm going to let you take this one first.
Yeah, the Browns are heading into Black Hole and Oakland, which I love these games because they start at 4 o'clock for me, so gives me a little time to get wound up, get everything done, and more wound up than a 1 o'clock game. So I'm looking forward to this at 4 o'clock. Baker Mayfield, here we go. Time to rock and roll. 0-3, Chucky Raiders. They haven't been that good. Their defense hasn't been good. I think Baker Mayfield has a chance to really shine and really win over everybody that he hasn't won over yet. Might still be a little skeptical, but yeah, the way he was slinging around last week, they had 10 days with the extra rest here to prepare for Oakland because they played Thursday. And I just look for this Mayfield wagon to keep rolling today. I think Callaway's going to be more involved. I think he's going to be able to hit him on the deep throws down the field better than what Taylor could. And it'll be interesting to see if they connect some times there. And really, the whole offense energized. See this for a whole game. I'm really excited and looking forward to watching this. I'm definitely picking Cleveland to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, excitement's the word for Browns fans, I think. I mean, you got, you know, Mayfield has brought hope, I think. Even amongst the skeptics, they're kind of like actually kind of have a lot of hope. I think the skeptics do. When I read them, like some Browns fans at work that I work with, and they're like, oh, you know, I still don't know about Baker, you know. But you can kind of see it in their eyes, like they don't want to admit it, but like, you know, they're like excited about it. So I don't know. I think, you know, the Browns go in there and win today, then all of a sudden, you know, the Browns are people are looking at the Browns differently. So
I didn't even mention their defense. Their defense
right,
has been one of the best in the league.
Right. Yeah. And I just think that, yeah, you're right. Chucky's getting paid $10 million a year to be 0-3. I don't know what's going on there. He's tearing that team down. I don't know if he's doing it to build it back up into his vision, but I mean, if something's going on there, either they're at home. I feel like Cleveland's going to go in there and win. And I don't know if it's going to be, excuse me, a decisive victory, but I wouldn't be surprising if they won by 10 points. So I'm
taking
Cleveland too.
The stats the other day said the Cleveland had scored over 30 points in a really long time. And I'll be surprised if Baker Mayfield put that up today. I'm going out
right,
on
absolutely.
Bold prediction.
At least Khalil Mack won't be rushing you.
Right.
he dodged a bullet there, huh? His first start was going to be him against Khalil Mack, but then Gruden messed that up.
Speaking of Khalil Mack, you guys got the Buccaneers today in Chicago. What's your take on that one, Potter?
It's a big game. You got whoever wins this game goes to 3-1, and that's a heck of a start for the first quarter of the season. And I think there's a lot on the line. You know, I'm glad that Chicago's at home today. Tampa's coming in with something we've never seen before out of a quarterback, three straight 400-yard passing games, and he's going for his fourth straight today. Dan, man, I have a lot of confidence in my Bears today. I know that Tampa's passing defense is second to last or last in the league, and I think Trubisky needs a game against a defense like that to get his confidence rolling. The defense is obviously playing at an elite level right now. Khalil Mack's presence has just brought them to a new level, and he's got a lot of talent around him. The only thing of it is we do have an injury at the corner spot. Prince Amakamara is not starting with a hamstring pull, and we got rookie undrafted free agent Kevin Tolliver starting out there out of LSU. He's an interesting case, though, because he was a very highly touted high school player coming to LSU, and he just never got on track. So he's got, like, an overabundance amount of talent. It's just between the ears where he needs the work. We're going to see him today in his first start for the Bears at that corner spot. But having Khalil Mack and Akeem Hicks and Leonard Floyd and Roquan Smith and Aaron Lynch and all them guys coming after Fitzmagic today will help him tremendously. I like the Bears in this game, and I'm not just doing it as a homer pick because I believe that the Bears are going to shut down Fitzmagic today with a fierce pass rush. I got the Bears in this one.
Yeah, your guys' defense is really good, and I really like what you guys are doing on offense as well. I know Tampa Bay's been playing out of their minds, but I'm keep it short and sweet here. I'm taking you guys to win this game for sure. But isn't Winston eligible to play again now, or did I hear that wrong? Is he eligible to play this week, even though they're sticking with Fitzpatrick?
Yes, he is absolutely eligible to play this week, but Fitzpatrick is getting the start because of his brilliant play. And I like Fitzpatrick, too, and, you know, I wish the best for him.
Yeah, he's definitely earned it. I could remember if his suspension was up or not. But, yeah, Fitzpatrick definitely earned it. I don't think that matters against your guys' defense. I think you guys can make him look like he should look, which is probably 220 yards and a couple interceptions and maybe one TD. But, I don't think it matters who starts at quarterback. You guys will win this game.
Yep. Look for a big game from Trubisky today. I can see it. So this will be his breakout game this year. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I just feel like I like the Trey Burton, Mitch Trubisky, Trey Burton combination today. So look out for that. Well, Dan the Man, I mean, that's all our games, and it's been fun as usual. This half hour always goes by quick. It's going to be an interesting slate of games today, and I think after today, the first quarter of the season's over, and we're really going to get a gauge on who the contenders and who the pretenders are. So,
yeah, we've
some big games
hit the quarter
today.
Pole. Hit the quarter pole of the season, so yeah, we'll definitely start separating, like you said.
Exactly. Well, Sanitarium Nation, it's been fun as well. I hope you have all enjoyed the show. Me and Dan the Man will be here again next week at the same time, same place. Sanitarium Nation, what do you think, Dan the Man?
Enjoy your NFL.
We out of here.
Enjoy your NFL Sunday, everybody. Hope your team wins.
And it's time for the Bears and the Browns to walk on water.
Well, if I could walk on water, and if I could find